Drowning Rose by Marika Cobbold. Read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. Eliza. What do you say to a man whose life you destroyed? That was the question I asked myself, when out of the blue my godfather phoned just as I was leaving work at the museum.
Am I speaking to Eliza?
It was the voice of an old man, a little hoarse, trembling on the last syllable.
This is Ian Bingham.
What sun there had been, pallid and diffident, had set a while ago, but darkness was banished by the street lamps and cars, and since the weekend the Christmas lights in the trees and round the ice rink further up by the Science Museum. I loved that artificial brightness. It softened the blow of night and winter. My bus drove past, pulling in at the stop just a few yards away, but I stayed where I was on the front steps of the building. Sleet was falling from a low sky, but in my mind I saw wind-blown ripples of water lapping against a wooden jetty in the monochrome light of a spring evening.
I expect you're surprised to hear from me.
Oh, yes. The last time we'd seen each other had been some moments after he'd admitted he couldn't stand the sight of me. He'd been inside the house, talking to my mother. I had been sketching in the garden on the bench right outside the open window. Even now, 25 years later, I could recall his words precisely. They weren't the kind that you forgot.
I know it's unfair, Olivia, and I've tried my best, but the truth is that I can barely stand to be in the same room as her. I can't stand looking at her or hearing her voice.
There'd been a pause before he added, his voice lower, but not too low for me to hear.